handmade Persian rugs, French armoires, silver candelabras, and a French commode that formerly occupied the mansion of Representative Randy Duke Cunningham went on display yesterday in a warehouse in Poway, California. Cunningham recently resigned after pleading guilty to accepting these and other luxury items as bribes from military contractors. The Internal Revenue Service will put the items up for auction early next year. Onel Soto, the federal courts reporter at the San Diego Union-Tribune, has been covering legal issues surrounding Cunningham's case, and Onel Soto visited the warehouse yesterday. He joins us now to walk us through this list of items. Nice of you to be with us today.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Well, depending on where you are. We mentioned some of the items. What were the most impressive to you?
Well, the rugs were the most impressive to me because, I frankly don't know very much about fine antiques.
Uh-huh.
The rugs were large. There was one runner that had a price tag on it for $5,500. That was 2 feet 6 inches wide and 32 feet long.
Hmm.
And I was thinking to myself and commenting to other people that I wouldn't have a hallway long enough for a runner like that.
No, most people wouldn't, I wouldn't think. Obviously, the commode, we're all sort of have that part of our brains wired. That got a lot of attention.
And frankly, it's a dresser with a marble top. There were a couple of commodes, and the appraiser was unable to tell me which one was the Louis Philippe commode, but they are from the 19th century and fairly plain-looking, frankly.
Hmm. Did they have like people from the Antiques Roadshow go through to put prices on all this stuff?
No. What happened was that yesterday was a day when the these furnishings, which Mr. Cunningham had agreed to turn over to the federal government, were delivered to a warehouse, and they had people from a government contractor taking inventory of them, and then they had an appraiser who was making notes. He wouldn't talk about the value of any of these things, but he said some of them were very fine pieces.
Mm-hmm. And when they're auctioned off, who gets the money?
It goes to the law enforcement agencies that worked on the case. In this case, the Internal Revenue Service's Criminal Investigation Unit, the FBI, and the Defense Criminal Investigation Service.
And is this auction going to be open to the public?
It is. It's going to. We don't know exactly when or where, but most likely it'll be after the first of the year in a warehouse in Rancho Dominguez, California, which is south of Los Angeles.
Now, this is, I guess, in a way, another indignity for Congressman Cunningham, and we should remember that he was a war hero in Vietnam and a man who's important, historical importance in the U.S. Air Force and in the Navy, excuse me. I wonder, how are people there in San Diego reacting to his guilty plea and, I guess, his pending prison sentence?
There, he doesn't have a lot of fans, at least among the people who write letters to the newspaper and write emails to reporters. There are a lot of people who are very angry and feel very betrayed by this bribery. He sold he admitted he sold out his office, and there's a lot of people who are disappointed in him because they believed in him all these years. And there are a lot of people who are beyond disappointed. They're disgusted by this.
Onel Soto, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Onel Soto, federal courts reporter at the San Diego Union-Tribune, and he joined us from the newsroom there at the newspaper in San Diego. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.